The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends on this Tuesday, January the 22nd. We're going to do something a little bit different today. We're going to do magic on the radio, like we told you yesterday. And this is something that you can play along with at home, if you like. Now, if you're driving in the car, don't play along with it right now.
No, please don't.
Okay, but if you're at home or if you're in the office, you can do it. And if you want to watch this later on, today on a podcast, go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows and then Radio Friends, and you can do it with us. I want to introduce you to Jeff Copeland.
Howdy.
Good to have you here, Jeff Copeland. And
my pleasure.
You are a magician, an illusionist. You do all types of magic?
Yeah, everything. I do stage magic, and I do a style called close-up magic. And that's what I have been competing with in competitions across the country. I've won some awards, and I want to showcase that for the general public.
Yeah. Now, you're doing a show at the Berlin Theater this coming Friday at
6:30 and 8:30. There's going to be two showings.
Okay, 6:30 and 8:30 this Friday. And can they get tickets in advance or just show up at the door?
Yeah, absolutely. They can go to my website, copelandmagic.com. Or if they prefer, there's an advertisement flyer they might see around town.
Uh-huh.
It says onemoshow.com. And on there, they'll take them to the same website. You can purchase tickets.
Okay.
And yes.
So what are you gonna do on your show Friday night?
Okay, well, it's going to focus on close-up magic. So if you can imagine, if you've been to the Berlin Theater, it sits about 50 people. So mm-hmm. It's very intimate. Everybody's almost on the front row, first five or six rows.
Yeah.
I'll get to know a lot of people, get their names, and we'll talk and we'll chat. And it'll be very interactive, close-up, playing cards, coins, everyday objects.
Okay.
And
we told you yesterday, if you were listening, you should have two red cards and two black cards.
10 cards
today.
Total.
Uh-huh. 10 cards today. Have them, if you got them, go get them right now. Are 10 pieces of paper.
Yep, that would work. And you just want to mark half of the paper with an X or something so they'd be identifiable.
Okay.
So.
Oh, and we want to say hi to your parakeets who are listening.
Oh, yeah. Pete and Repeat, the parakeets.
And they listen to Radio Friends every morning?
They do, every morning. So they're going to wonder why we're chatting instead of me being in the room.
Okay, Pete and Repeat, the parakeets, hi. Thanks for listening. All right, so what do we do now?
Okay, you're going to want to pick up the two stacks of playing cards. You're going to want to have all the red cards in one hand and all the black cards in the other. So five cards.
Can I try it? You got to...
Yeah, please do. And if you're at home, just go ahead and do the same thing. So you're going to have five red cards in one hand, five black cards in the other hand, face up. Just like you're going to deal for a game.
Yeah. Or if you've got the papers, mark them, five of them R and five of them B for black.
Okay. Yeah, that works perfect.
I'm ready to go here now.
So what you're going to do is you're going to deal the cards down onto the tabletop. Just like a game, but you're going to deal them into a single stack. So take a card out of your left hand, deal it face up on the table.
Okay.
A card out of your right hand, deal it face up on top of that.
Okay.
And you're just going to alternate the colors red and black in a complete stack.
Okay. So you're doing this at home, right?
Uh-huh.
Not in the car as you're driving.
Not in the car.
I got it. Okay, now I got mine.
Okay, you got your done. So hopefully everybody at home will have that done now. You have a complete stack of alternating cards. Go ahead and pick that up and turn them all face down together and hold them just like you're going to deal for a game of playing cards.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So here's what we're going to do now. Paul, we're going to cut the deck. Okay, we're going to cut the deck. What I want you to do, that means take a small packet, about half the cards off the top, and place them on the bottom.
Does it make any difference how many you take?
No, it's up to you. Yeah.
Okay, I did.
Okay, good deal. And just place them right on the very bottom.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're going to try something different. What I want you to do is to take the top two cards together. Take the top two cards together and turn them face up on top of the packet.
Okay, I did that.
So if you're at home now, what you'll have is you'll have an entire deck of playing cards face down except for the top two.
Right.
Yeah, so it makes sense? Okay, we're going to cut and complete the cut again. So that means take a small packet off the top and
place
it on the
bottom. Doesn't make any difference, right?
No, it doesn't. Just place it on the bottom, though.
Okay.
Okay. Yep, you got it. You're doing great. Okay. If you're home, you should do so. Now we're going to try it again. We're going to take the top two cards
Well, these
again.
Are all mixed up now.
That's the point. Okay. You shuffled, you mixed them up. But let's keep going. Let's make it more incredible here. Let's take the top two cards again together and turn them face up on top of the packet.
Okay.
You got it. And go ahead and cut and complete the cut.
We mean complete the cut.
Yeah, cut it. Take off the top. Take off a top packet and place it on the bottom.
Okay.
Yep, that's how you complete a cut.
Yeah.
Cut and complete it. So you're following at home. And let's do it again. Let's take four cards this time. Four cards together. And it doesn't matter if you've already taken those cards before. Just take the top four cards and turn them over on top of the packet. You got it.
Okay.
At home, I know you're doing great. And then cut and complete the cut again.
Oh, my God.
They're all mixed up.
Okay.
They're all mixed up.
I get it.
Now, here's the deal. I'm just kind of curious. Paul, if you would, go ahead and look through your deck. Show me how many cards you have face up. Oh, my goodness. I've got seven here.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
You have seven as well?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, six.
Do you have seven? Let's see. 3, 4.
Did I get it right?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, yeah, you got it right.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
So what happens now?
Well, everybody's got something different now. So some people at home have four, some people have three, some people have five. It doesn't
matter. Does that mean that this didn't work?
No, that means that it's really exciting. Go ahead and close the cards back up.
Okay.
Let's do it one more time. Sometimes the kids think that we're doing something sneaky.
Okay. We only got 2 minutes.
We only got 2 minutes. Yeah. Okay. So if you're born before 1990, take the top two cards together and turn them over.
But what if you're born after 1990?
Don't do anything.
Before, okay. Before
Don't do
1990,
anything.
Turn them over. Yep. I turned them over.
Okay. Okay. So real quick now, we've got just a little bit of time. We're going to deal the cards down on the tabletop into two hands like you're playing a game of cards with friends. So
okay.
Deal on the left and right.
Should I turn them upside down or what?
No, just keep them right how they are.
Okay.
You got it? Now pick up one stack, either the stack on your left or the stack on your right.
Okay.
Turn that completely over.
Got it.
Place it on top of the other stack so you have one solid stack.
Yeah. You're doing this at home now. We only have a minute and a half left.
I hope so. I hope you're doing it at home. Here's what we're going to do now. Since we've done all this now.
Yeah.
That was all just for fun. It really didn't matter. Just pick up the cards and shuffle them up. Just shuffle them. Shuffle okay. them all. Shuffle up everything.
Yeah. All right. They're all shuffled now.
Okay. Now, here's the interesting thing, Paul. We talked about we're going to do a magic show. We're doing a magic show with the folks right now. Everyone's playing along. Everybody's had different numbers. Everybody's cut to different spots. Turned over different cards. But here's the deal. We're going to invite you all to come out to a show, have a good time, and separate the positives from the negatives. A magic show is about positive, about having a good time. So we're going to pronounce the word magic now. If you would, say magic.
Magic.
And just like that, if you would, magic has five letters in it. I'd like you to spread out the cards and see how many cards you have face up.
I have five cards face up.
Five cards face up.
Yeah.
And everybody at home should have that too.
Yeah. And they're all black.
That's right. The positive is separated from the negative. You look, all the cards face up are black.
And are all red. The ones that were down are red.
They're the opposite.
Okay, that's it, Jeff. Thank you. You want to see more of this, the Berlin Theater, this coming Friday, January 25th, 6:30 and 8:30. Thank you so much, Jeff, for
Thanks
coming
so much,
by. Bye. We're out of time for today. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute, Audio Pat Akers, KBIA, our floor director, Elizabeth Hyten, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Have yourself a good day and watch this on the podcast. Bye-bye.